Just a very short talk, just to sort of give those of you who haven't been to Foundations before an idea of what the structure of today will be, and also the next couple of days. This concept, oh my goodness, there's someone here who's normally not up till 11 in the morning. This is Siesta Lady. What a surprise. So Freedom in the Spirit, the concept that we've developed over the last year is in our conferences is to give people a chance to really absorb the messages that are sort of fed to you from the platform, and also to explore other things as well, that sort of wherever God takes you during the day. Usually with a conference, everything is very sort of structured and scheduled. And even though we do have a schedule, the essence of what we're doing is that you just plot your own path throughout the day. We just provided you little stations where you can actually go and wherever the Spirit leads you. But everyone's path will be different. And we found it's worked very well for a lot of people over the year, in that they've been able to just to do what they want to do during the day, because everyone is different. And God speaks to us all in different ways. And the two principles that we sort of abide by is that we should all strive to have what we call God moments, to be in a place where you can really hear what God is saying to you individually, and also to be able to encourage each other, even someone you've never met before. God will perhaps put you on a parallel path with someone who you've never seen before, but it's clear that he's led you together today or over the next few days, so it could be a very exciting adventure. And the other thing is, it's to help us all to discover what our function is. There's some of us that, you know, we've been in a church structure our whole lives, and we still don't really know, you know, what we are meant to be doing in the body. So if you are of that category, and if you haven't been here before, then we should pray that you will find, certainly by the end of the week, more of an idea of what God wants from you, because what we're going to offer to you is just so many different varieties of expression, let's say, of worship, that perhaps you'll find something in yourself that you've never discovered before. So as I say, it could be a really exciting journey for you. So all I'm going to do is just describe all the things that we have available today. The first one, this room here is called the Quiet Room. It's actually a store cupboard, but we have converted it to the quiet room. And that's a room for drying old boots, I think. People have been out hiking. But it's a lovely room. Thanks to Christine, doggy Christine at the back there, who's done a very good job in that room. Not the dogs. let's start again. Right, in this is a place where you can be peace and solitude. It's away from the noise and the hustle and the bustle. And there are two elements in the room. One is there's a chance for personal confession. We have a priest in the box. No. We have a goldfish bowl, even more ridiculous. We have a goldfish bowl filled with water. And the idea is that obviously you will come in there, and there'll be things that you'll be burdened with, something that may come out of the teaching or in any other way today. There are bits of paper next to the goldfish bowl with pen. You just write down, just unburden yourself on that paper and stick the paper in the water, and it dissolves. It's called Jesus paper. It actually does dissolve. And if it doesn't dissolve, there's a spoon to push it deeper in there. So we expect to see a nice big white slush by the end of the day. Of all these confessed sins, and then we'll start again tomorrow and see how that goes. So that has been very useful for a lot of people who really feel the need to unburden. It's just a very simple visual way of doing it. So that's the one thing. And the other thing is communion. You know, communion is something that we don't need to have a priest or a vicar to be in between us and God. It's just a memorial of remembering what Jesus did. So we have the simple elements there. We have the unleavened bread, the matzah, and we have wine and grape juice. and you can just take communion by yourself, with someone else, or you know, just a group of you, any time during the next 3 days. It's all there for you. So this room is open all the time, any time for you to go into. Okay, we have a timeline here. Rosie and Ginny have started it last night. So last night's session has been summarized in visual form. And unfortunately, it's all disappeared now. But the idea is, particularly if God says something to you, a word or a picture or anything, just come here and just put the time along the bottom and then just write it or draw it. We've got paints and crayons and all sorts of things. And we've got a very long, I think, about 20 foot of wallpaper. And we expect to finish the whole thing by the end of the week with the whole story of the conference. So we've had last night really well with all the Bible verses that were mentioned yesterday. They're all on there. So anything that happens today, anyone at any time can come here and add to the timeline. Okay, so that's that. We have, this is a new thing that David at the back has initiated, the prayer board. When on the way to the toilet, I can't think of a better way to say it. The first door on the left, when you go up the steps and down the steps, you'll notice at the foot of the stairs there are two boards and a settee opposite. And those boards are for writing prayers, particularly to do with what's going to come up in David's talk this morning. It'll be about Britain on the Brink, I think is the title. Any time to pray for the nation or just to write any prayers on the board, feel free at any time to go there and do it. The two Davids will, if you've got any more questions about that, the two Davids will answer the questions. So it's a new thing. The prayer walk, we're having a prayer walk every morning at 11 o'clock. We've got Ginny and Rosie are doing it this morning at 11 o'clock. Chris and Lindy will be tomorrow. And I think John and Ginny and Sarah, I think, will be Thursday. So at 11 o'clock at the entrance, it'll just be a walk around wherever. Right, prayer walk. Show and tell, this is a new thing as well. This is going to be really interesting for anybody. We've got 12 people volunteered so far. We need another 6. I suggest you come along tonight at 5 o'clock in the coffee lounge. Just sit down, relax, and there's a little balcony there, and someone will be up there showing and telling. And it's meant to be very light. It's not something that you should agonize too much about. As I say, we've got 6 more slots, and you're going to do one, aren't you? Yeah, good. just to give you a taster, the joy of soldering, that's me. my childhood, someone called Pops, my father, if he can be coaxed to do it, he might need some help to get him up the stairs. David's cell, me and my leek. This is the plant. It's nothing about his age-related infirmities. Mike and Kate are going to talk about what they've learned from the web. I won't say any more about that. Barry or his whole family, I'm not quite sure. This little piggy stayed at home. So, no idea. Barry's going to be doing that. And Moira is going to finish off with something actually sensible. Fact, fiction, reconciliation and redemption, all in 10 minutes or nine and a half minutes. I've never heard Moira speak for less than half an hour. So that's going to be a challenge. The thing is, we have a little clock. The clock is ticking away. At 10 minutes, the alarm goes. And whatever even if you're in half a middle sentence, you're going to be whisked off the stage. Because it finishes at 6 o'clock for the meal time, and everyone you don't want to be late for meal time. So that's why I put Moira at the end. I can't even see her. Is she in here? All right. Right. Okay. Other things that are happening throughout the day, we have. we say it's a yeshiva. Every time someone speaks, they will be available afterwards for discussion. Now, when David speaks this morning, I think straight after his first talk, there's a refreshment. But once you can sort of bring your refreshments back in here, and if you know, David will talk more on the subject or answer some questions on the subject. It's not a forum for you to tear to pieces what he said, because you know, which is okay with some people, but you know, with certain people like David and Chris, you know, when they are preachers, then it is as if God is speaking. We do believe, and you know, we should respect that God has spoken, and it's for us to know how we respond to what God has said. Other people like me, you know, if it was me, you can tear me to pieces, you know, or tear Jose to pieces, you know. That's right. but Jose's got a safe slot, so he's got an evening slot, so there's no chance to tear him to pieces. But David Sell, he loves to be torn to pieces. So when he does his thing on Israel on Thursday, he wants you to argue with him for all day if necessary. He enjoys it. So that's the yeshiva. We have outside in the marquee, the front of the building, is our sort of Bible tent, and there'll be continuous Bible readings throughout the morning and the afternoon. It's been organised by Nancy, if she's up to it. And the first shift, I think, Nancy and Mike Avery. And it'll just be an hour in the morning, an hour perhaps in the afternoon. And I think they're going to go through Psalm 119. So complete reading. And for anybody to come, not just to listen, but to actually take part. So everyone will say you get 5 minutes, and it will just be a continuous reading of just like a relay marathon type thing. Right, so that will be happening. We've got the testimony settee. There's a settee at the back there. I can see it straight away. It says, tell us your story. If you sit on that settee, you have to give your testimony to anyone around you. So I'm sure you'll all be fighting to go onto that settee. The pulpit, I'm not sure if this is going to work. It worked a year ago, but we'll see. We'll try it out. It's similar to the show and tell, but it gives people more of a chance to do a bit of a teaching or a preach or a testimony. It's just around the side of the building. We'll just sort of gather there, and people can have, say, 10 minutes just to talk in, and maybe a bit of heckling even, you know. Whatever. So it'll be very Hebraic. So again, that would start at 11 o'clock this morning. And as you can see, we've got these crafts going on. It's a bit more than just colouring in, as I can see we have a young lady there. This is not typical of what's going to happen, because like a 4-year-old there. But this is for adults, not just, I know you've seen the kids there, but it's for adults as well. I don't know whether Carol and Monica want to give a brief description of what is available. No. No, do you want to? What's available? Yeah.
I've brought some hessian to do old-fashioned rag rugging, but you haven't got to think of a massive rug. I've just cut out little squares, and just to give you an idea of how they used to do rag rugging years ago, you just cut up clothes, old clothes, preferably not the ones you've brought with you. But and also how to make some little flowers from the size of a CD, and just little material flowers with wires, and some and a lot of card making stuff from serviettes, where you just cut out the picture and apply a surface to it. It's very, very simple, and you can get quite a stunning card at the end of it, and you don't have to be artistic.
Okay. So. And I know it's candle making as well.
Oh, the candle making.
Not making, whatever. Yeah. But they'll describe it to you if you just walk down. So we find it's a good place to relax and unwind and just chat to people. So we're calling it like crafts and chats. So that's that room there. Finally, we have almost finally. Every afternoon there will be a degree of entertainment. Thanks to Barry and David, there will be a table tennis tournament. Who'd really want to play table tennis? So we've got about a dozen people. Okay, so we can do a ladder then, I think. So Barry will sort that out. We'll just maybe an hour a day, and it will be in the dance workshop, which is not the same time. They'll be sharing with the so you can actually do both. You can actually do. And talking about a dance workshop, there were three workshops, that will be going all through the week. And the culmination is our sort of celebration service on Friday morning, where you'll have a chance to demonstrate what you've learnt during the week. So the first workshop that Joe will organise is the choir workshop. So who would want to join the choir, even if they can't sing too well? Oh, it's quite. You've got a good number. So, Joe, when do you want to start the first rehearsal? In here. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Because the rehearsals will be all different times, I think. But well, that's okay. Well, Ginny will be using a different room for their workshop. But oh. Okay, we'll just work out the times. And also, there's a third workshop we've never done before, the music workshop with these two at the front. If you've got a desire to be part of a messianic little music group, they've got one particular song that they're willing to teach. Is there anyone here that has brought instruments with them, or one? Or could we've got sort of, you know, things that you can rattle... or singing, percussion, as well as, I know there's a violin there, or at least you've got one. It's a start. do you put your hand up, Anita? Yeah, and Anita as well. Yeah, okay, you got two. There you go. Oh, and one at the back there, three. Hey, you got three of them, so that's worth doing it. So work out between you, Joe, and Ginny as to the timings of the, so people could go to all three if necessary. So. Yeah, there you go. Someone's waving. It's in the courtyard to the left. As you go out the entrance, turn left, and there's a sort of a courtyard. Yeah, it's a big sign in the window. It says dance workshop. Right. Okay. Right. If there's no other questions, I think I'll pass over to David and get ready with his message. No more questions? No.